Hey girls, been working on this word wait, and as I've been thinking about that, I came across some scripture that I've been soaking on, Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall gain new strength. And you know, we live in a society, when we say wait, that is almost like a bad word. We're like, what? We gotta wait? Wait in line through the drive-thru, waiting on kids to pick up from practice, you know, waiting in the doctor's office, waiting in the grocery store. I mean, the wait list can go on and on and on. But as I was looking at that verse and kind of just really meditating over it, and I really, like I said, got caught on the word wait, and I looked up the definition of wait, and wait is to remain inactive or in a state of repose until something expected happens. And you know, when you're walking through some things that you've been waiting on, you've been praying about those things, you know, waiting for a healing for somebody or family member, waiting for someone to be saved or to come back to Jesus, waiting on someone to be freed from addiction, financial freedom. There's so many different things in life that, you know, can be something that you're waiting on. And at times that can be very discouraging, especially when you don't see anything happening at that moment in time. And I think it's one of those things I started thinking. I said, how many times do we try to be God? If he's not moving fast enough, we're like, just move out of the way, God. I'm going to take care of this. I can do this. I can handle this. You're just not moving fast enough for me. But I think, again, that key word wait is such a critical thing. And I know sometimes in the waiting, it can hurt and it can be painful. But also, as I was looking back at the verse, and I read another passage where it says, those who hope in the Lord renew their strength. And I remember I had a friend a while back, and she had a child that was really walking through some very difficult things, and it had really taken a toll on their family. And I remember her coming to a group of us and just asking us to pray. And you know, that's the one thing I love about, you know, when you're helping each other out, you need to have those core folks, kind of like your prayer clan, that will come together. These are people that you trust. They will go to bat for you. They will pray for you. And so she had come, and we were praying, really walking this out with her and sending her encouraging, you know, texts and trying to send her songs, just really trying to keep her uplifted. But, you know, during that time, she walked through some very difficult times. I mean, she was very honest. She had some low days. But I also noticed this amazing shift that as she continued to put her hope in God, there was this inner strength that started just to come out of her. It was just, oh my goodness, it was just so amazing to see. And it was so funny, and I thought about this. I said, during that time, I thought we weren't encouraging her, but that changed, and she was encouraging us because she was really leaning on God during this time. And I think sometimes in the waiting, you know, wait builds up faith and allows us to be strengthened in our relationship to God. And I know sometimes in the waiting, it can weigh you down, but to know, and I just want to encourage you, if you're walking through something and you've been waiting for a long time, please, please, I just want you to know there is hope and there is God, and he is going to be with you. So I just want to encourage you, stay strong. I love you girls. Have a great week.